Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, and in the studio with us right now is Jill Ottleman, the events coordinator of for Abbey of the Hills in South Dakota. What's the town Abbey of the Hills by?
Marvin,
that's right. I always got to remember that.
Yeah, well, it's a little dot on the map, so I can understand why.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Jill. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again.
Got kind of a yearly thing for us here.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
It's our anniversary.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Jill's in to talk about some events that are going on at Abbey of the Hills. I love Abbey of the Hills. A lot of good memories for me back in the day. And so you're the events coordinator there, huh?
I am, yes. For those of you who don't know about the Abbey of the Hills, you may remember this wonderful place as Blue Cloud Abbey. But in 2013, it became the Abbey of the Hills, which is now a nonprofit inn and retreat center. And a lot of people know, oh, yeah, there's great retreats and things that go on there. But they're not aware that, hey, I can bring my family out there and have a family reunion and have private stays or... At any given day, we have several people who just go out there and stay for a private stay. And so you can contact us for that. But specifically what I want to talk about today are some great events going on at the Abbey of the Hills. And if you don't know where the Abbey is located, we talked about Marvin, South Dakota. That maybe doesn't ring a bell to anybody, but of course Milbank does.
Yep.
And it's about 11, 12 miles west of Milbank on Highway 12. It's a real easy drive. I calculated it's about 50 miles here from Madison. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of folks from the Madison-Dawson area that come over to events at the Abbey. So it's very drivable in a day.
It's just like a you can get away.
It is. It's a great getaway. Yep.
Beautiful place, too.
And in our mission is to rediscover peace. And you truly can't help but feel it when you walk in the doors. And a lot of people come there and they're like, you know, can't quite explain what we're feeling, but it is really peaceful. We don't have phones and TVs in the rooms and things, so it is a great place to reconnect and just be with yourself and your thoughts.
Yep, I know our pastor and his family go out there once in a while, so and they really enjoy it. So,
and that's good. It is truly an ecumenical place. Yep. Folks of all walks of life are welcome to come and join us.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got going on at the Abbey of the Hills?
Well, coming up on Veterans Day, which happens to be Sunday, November 11th, we're having the Milltones, which is a barbershop group that is, they've been around for many years. And they are a talented group of men. They have a new leader in the last couple of years, director. His name is Jacob Ebsen, and he's very involved in music in the Milbank area. And they are performing a sacred and patriotic concert, again, on November 11th at 2 p.m. at the Abbey. And this is a free will offering with the donations going for the Milltone Scholarship Fund, which they give some scholarships out around graduation time. And it's going to be a beautiful concert, starting with, of course, the Star-Spangled Banner, going into a spiritual set, and then some patriotic music after that. So again, 2 p.m. on November 11th. Come on out.
Yeah, the Milltones, like you said, they've been around a long, long time, haven't they?
They have. So, they have. They're great.
They stop in here a couple times a year, and Maynard likes to visit with them.
Uh-huh.
And good bunch of guys.
They are.
Yep.
So if you've never been out to the Abbey, that's a great time to come out. And there's nothing like the acoustics in the Abbey.
That's what everybody tells me. That's what it's the acoustics.
It's the acoustics.
What makes it so special?
Well, you know, the monks that built the Abbey years ago, the church was actually completed in 1967. All I can say is they got it right when they built the acoustics in the church. We had Lori Lyon out, it'll be 2 years now this coming spring, and she told me that she had never played in a place with acoustics like the Abbey of the Hills. It was a solo concert with just her piano. She was just blown away by it. So I don't have the magic answer other than it's just a beautiful place for that.
Yeah, just the way it's built in the stone. And
the stone and the high ceilings, and it's a wood ceiling. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, awesome. With the stone on the walls and whatever it is, it's amazing.
Okay, awesome. So go see the Milltones.
Go see the Milltones.
And you got some other stuff going on.
We do. Our premier event every year is our Sing Noel concert, Sounds of Christmas at the Abbey. Mark your calendars for Saturday, December 8th. Social hour starting at 5 p.m. with hearty hors d'oeuvres It's a buffet of hearty hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. You fill up on the hors d'oeuvres. Oh, wow. They are just amazing. The cooks and the gals that work on that work all year long and trying to come up with really clever things. And
awesome.
You get your fill. There's gourmet desserts. You get a complimentary glass of wine, cider, beer, soft drink, mm-hmm. whatever you would like. And then the gift shop is brought out, and you can do some Christmas shopping of some really beautiful, unique gift items for your holiday shopping. The concert then begins at 7 p.m. So again, the social hour starts at 5. The concert begins at 7. And this year we're featuring the University of Minnesota Morris, the Chamber Singers, directed by Dr. Bradley Miller. So we are excited to have them. Each year we have a different college group.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So this year we're bringing in the U of M Morris. So very excited about that. It's really important to know with this concert, tickets must be purchased ahead of time because we do sell out. Tickets are $55. You can purchase them online at abbeyofthehills.org, or you can call directly to our line at the Abbey at 605-398-9200. If you'd like to come and stay at the Abbey, which I really encourage folks to do, we have concert packages. You could do a two-person concert package for $159. That's two tickets, including your lodging, of course, the social hour, and a wonderful Sunday breakfast.
Wow.
It's great. So
all that for $159?
$159.
A room, the concert for two,
mm-hmm.
and
Sunday brunch. Wonderful brunch. So the whole nine yards.
Wow.
So, hey, Paul, bring your bride over there to the Abbey.
I'm thinking about it.
Makes a great gift for those you don't know what to get.
Yep.
Truly does. Or if you want to come by yourself and stay overnight, the package is $109. That's one ticket, including the whole concert, the whole evening, and, of course, lodging and Sunday breakfast.
How long have you been doing Sing Noel?
I believe, you're testing me here. I'd say roughly 5 years.
Oh, 5 years, okay.
Yeah, yep.
And is it a fundraiser in a way?
Yes, it is our premier fundraiser.
It's your premier fundraiser, okay.
We get several sponsors and some real generous folks. In fact, December 1st, if anyone's listening and they want to volunteer out at the Abbey, we decorate that day. I have a great team that comes in to decorate. One gal from Ortonville leads it up, and it's like an army that comes in, and it's like an anthill or a beehive of activity.
Get her done, huh?
Yeah. But the Abbey's transformed from this very monastic-looking building to this gorgeous, gorgeous decorated building.
For Christmas.
For Christmas,
Christmas.
It really puts you in the mood for the season.
That's right. So why don't you go through that again, the times and the dates for Sing Noel?
So Sing Noel, it's called Sounds of Christmas at the Abbey, is Saturday, December 8th, social hour beginning at 5 p.m., concert at 7 p.m., this is featuring the U of M Morris Chamber Singers. Tickets are $55 per person. You can buy a package for two for $159. That's two tickets, the social hour, the whole evening, the concert, your lodging, and a Sunday breakfast. Or if you'd like to come by yourself and stay overnight, for the whole package, it's $109.
Okay. Yeah, check out that website, abbeyofthehills.org. Amazing website. Got a lot of nice pictures in there and information. And
that's what I encourage folks to do. Even if you're hearing my voice and you're like, I don't even know where this place is, I encourage folks to go online and just look at it and look at each tab, like who we are and what we do and what is offered at the Abbey.
That's right. That's abbeyofthehills.org. Check it out. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, Jill, that's exciting again with the Sing Noel and the other activities going on. Just want to encourage people to check out Abbey of the Hills. If you want a staycation,
that's
a perfect place for it,
right? It is, absolutely. It's
how many rooms do you have out there, roughly?
We have approximately 70 rooms.
Oh, 70.
Room for about 138 people.
And so is there a full kitchen and everything?
We can bring cooks in for various meals. Just contact me, and I tell you, the food is out of this world. They make homemade bread. And, it's the best day to be at the Abbey, Paul.
There you go. Give me a call when that happens.
That's right, I will.
Just to get away, a business meeting maybe?
We do business meetings. Thank you for mentioning that. We are offering Christmas parties for businesses. So talk about a unique place, again, to have a your Christmas business Christmas meeting. Give me a call out at the Abbey, and we have a great menu that you can choose from.
Okay.
Bring your staff on out.
All right, real good, Jill. Hey, thank you. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I see you got your Abbey of the Hills apparel on.
I do. You know, when in Rome, I got it in Mr. Romans, too.
All right, nice to see you, Jill.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep, that's Jill Ottoman, the events coordinator at Abbey of the Hills in Marvin, South Dakota.